Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the College Cookery Podcast. So, today we're going to be trying something a little bit different. This is going to be a not-so-universal recipe because it does require a crock pot or a slow cooker. But if you have this on hand, we're going to try this out, and we're going to hope this works because we're going to try to make a roast. So, this is a pretty simple recipe. All you're going to need is you're going to need a slow cooker of some kind. You're going to need a roast. I will be using a shoulder roast, but any kind of roast will work better, will work just fine. You're going to need some vegetables. I'm going to be using just an assortment of potatoes, onion, and carrots. You're also going to need just salt, pepper, and any other spices you want. And then last, you're going to need a thing of beef broth, and I have about 32 ounces. But with that, let's go ahead and get cooking. All right, so first off, what we're gonna wanna do is we're gonna wanna take our beef broth and we're going to put it into our crock pot. So we're gonna put this in and we're gonna put the heat on right now. So this is my first time doing this, so this might not be the most efficient way throughout. But this should give us a nice roast. So for mine, I have about a 4 ounce slow cooker. So it got about a third of the way up. And we're going to go ahead and put that into our cooking part. And we're just gonna turn the heat to low. So you can cook it on low or on high. I'm going to be mixing up a little bit because I will be out of the house for a little while. So we're gonna cook it on low until we get back. What we're going to do next is going to go ahead and just open up our roast. So, roasts are typically, for anyone not familiar with this, roasts are typically are cuts of meat that are not good enough, tender enough to make steaks out of. Because some of them have a lot of fat and some of them are just extremely tough. Which is why they're very good for slow cooking, because that tenderizes meat, whereas opposed to grilling it where the meat would be extremely tough. What we're gonna do, we're just gonna take our roast out, and it's still a little frozen, so that'll increase the cooking time a little bit. But it's also got this paper on it, so we're going to get that off as well. And then, before you actually throw away whatever packaging your roast came in, it's always good to actually rinse it out in the sink. Because that way, especially if you're not throwing it away immediately, or not taking the trash out immediately, that'll get rid of a lot of that odor that you're going to otherwise get. So just rinse that out. And make sure the package roast came in had some paper on it, so make sure you get that off of your roast as well. And then once you're done, just go ahead and wash your hands. But so we're just going to take this, the more thawed it is the better. If it's a little bit frozen on the inside, it's okay. It's going to cook for a long time. We're going to just set that in our slow cooker. We're gonna submerge it in the broth as much as we can because that'll help distribute the heat. Once that's done, we're gonna wash our hands again because whenever you're handling raw meat of any kind, you really gotta make sure you wash your hands. That is highly important. Especially beef and pork, it's good to wash it, but you especially do that with stuff like raw chicken. Because chicken does carry salmonella, and beef and pork also carry other bacteria and stuff, which is why you wash your hands after any kind of raw meat. But we have our slow cooker on slow. We have our roast submerged in our broth as much as we can, because that'll ensure all the heat goes around. Now all we're going to do is we're going to set our lid on it and just going to let it slow cook for a while. I'm going to let it sit for about 2 hours on low and then I'll come back and see how we are. But We're going to let that sit for about 2 hours, and we're going to go and check on it again. All right, so our roast has been sitting on low for about 2 hours now. So it's still got a lot ways to go. We're just checking in on it. So if we open it up, it's starting to get that really nice roast smell, especially from because the meat's starting to finally get cooked and that broth is starting to get out some flavor as well. So we're just going to carefully lift it out and let's see what we have. All right, we're still seeing a lot of coloration in it, like red and pink, which means it's still not cooked, but it's still going to be a while. I have a meat thermometer. If you don't have this, that's fine. I'm just going to check and see what we have inside. About 120, which is actually pretty good. So what we're going to do, just going to put it back in there. If part of your roast was out of the broth last time, make sure that's in there. And if possible, try to submerge the whole thing. So mine sort of shrunk while it was cooking, which means now everything can go down in there, which is what we want. But what we're going to do now is we're going to cover it back up, and we're going to put it on high for 30 minutes to an hour. That way we can just get everything, make sure we're cooked. So we're going to set it on high for about, I'm going to say, 45 minutes to an hour. And then after that, we're going to pop our vegetables in so they can cook. We don't put those in immediately because otherwise the vegetables will get really soggy and that's not what we want. But we don't want to add them too late or else they're still going to be raw. So what we have now, our crock pot's on high. That'll cook it a little bit faster. Make sure everything heats up. We're going to come back in about 45-ish minutes. Just keep an eye on it if possible. And then we're going to cut up our vegetables and add those in. So I shall see you all in about 45 minutes. All right, so this has been sitting on high for about 45 minutes. So we're going to go ahead and take a look at it. So you can see a lot of fat and stuff has started to cook off, which is, I think, what we see in our broth floating at the top. But if we pull out our roast for a second, there is still some pink color, but it is looking very good. Well, we can go ahead and take the temperature and just see what we're sitting at. So let's take it, and whenever we take temperatures, we always try to go for the thickest part, because that is where the least heat will go in. All right, so we're actually sitting at about 150, which is good for... Some of the other parts are sitting at around 140, but we actually want it around 140. That is what's considered cooked. So our roast appears to be cooked, which is actually really good. So everything else we have this cooking is going to be used a lot to help just make sure everything's tender. So the longer this cooks, the more tender it's gonna be. That's exactly what we want. But, so we're going to actually start off. We're going to add some of our vegetables now, because we don't add them immediately because we don't want them overcooking. Because if they overcook, they're going to get a little soft. So what we're going to be adding, I'm going to be adding some onions, potatoes, and some carrots. So we're going to start with the onion. I just have a regular yellow onion. And we're going to put probably the whole thing in. This is a bigger onion, and it's really down to your preference, but we're going to cut off the ends, and then we're just going to make an incision along the edge. We're going to peel off the outside and about the first layer of onion, like we normally do. That way, we just make sure we get all the papery skin and stuff off. Make sure we get all that off, and then we just have our onion left. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to cut it in about thirds lengthwise. So we have several large pieces of onions, and then we're gonna cut it. First off, we're gonna cut it into quarters. I think we're gonna cut it in about sixths. For larger onions, you might want to go more. For smaller onions, you can go less. But we're gonna cut that first one into sixths, and then we're gonna just break it up partially and drop it into our broth. And as these cook more, they'll start to separate. So you don't have to worry about making sure they're all completely separate, because they will break apart. So this one right here is a smaller section. So I'm gonna just cut that into quarters, because that'll be about the same size. Because with a lot of things, consistency in size is incredibly important. Because if they're all consistent in size, they'll cook about the same. But if you have some really big pieces and really small pieces, they're gonna cook at vastly different rates, and that's not what we want. But for this last one, I'm gonna cut it into sixths again. So always make sure you're using a sharp knife, but all with that, always make sure you're being careful, because these can cause a lot of damage if you're not careful. We're gonna just sprinkle those in, and then I'm gonna just take it, sort of mix it into the broth. I've got a pair of tongs here. I'm just gonna sort of make sure they all get mixed in. And they'll all cook eventually, because this does take several more hours. This is not a recipe you can do quickly, but good roast is always worth it. So next, what we're gonna do, I am just gonna put in vegetables until my crock pot is basically full. What I'm gonna do next is I'm gonna add some carrots. So I just have some baby carrots. So these should be washed and they should be ready to go. I'm just gonna take a handful of them, rinse them under some water just in case. Just cold water. They should be pretty clean. Take a handful, sprinkle those in. Do that a couple more times. Just gotta make sure these carrots are gonna cook down. They're gonna be really tender later. Get a handful, rinse all that, any remaining dirt off, shake them out, put them back in. Do that. Probably have a couple dozen carrots in there. Exact count doesn't really matter. Just personal preference. And the more people you're cooking for and the larger crock pot you have, the more you can put in. So mine's smaller than most of these, so I'm gonna just play it by ear. And last, I'm gonna get some potatoes, because those are gonna cook down nicely as well. This is another one we're gonna just kind of play by ear. I'm gonna start with two. Try to get them roughly the same size. If they're not, that's okay. Let's stir in our carrots as well. The carrots are gonna take probably about, they're going to wanna be submerged more, because they'll take a little bit more energy in order to completely cook them. But it's starting to smell really good. Still have ours on high. But when you get a potato, make sure you run it under some cold water and wash it off, because potatoes have a lot of dirt on them. And it's not going to hurt you necessarily. It's not gonna taste good. So if you have a vegetable brush, use that. If not, just scrub it with your hands really hard. And just try to get as much of those crevices clean as possible. So just take them, run them under water, and just scrub them down as much as you can. And if you're using a brush, just go ahead and rinse that off. But for these, we're gonna go ahead, take them, just gonna cut them in half, and cut them in half again, so we got some quarters going. And just like the onions, consistent size is what we're going for. So I'm gonna cut them into about, each of those quarters into about a third or a quarter. So we're gonna get between 12 and 16 pieces of potato per potato. And we're just going to sprinkle those in again. Just always remember that larger pieces take longer to cook. So just keep that in mind whenever you're cutting things for this or for really any recipe. Put in our second potato. This is also really good because not only do you have a nice roast when you're done, but the vegetables cook along with it. They absorb a lot of those juices and flavors. And you don't really have to worry about making anything else because this is a meal all in itself. But, so this potato I have right now is a little bit smaller. So we're cutting them into 6 because those potato sizes are about the same. Just gonna try to stir these in now as much as you can. Submerge these as much as you can. Just work them in along the sides of the roast. Try to get them submerged as much as you can. My thing is pretty full. I'm going to try to get another very small potato. Very small one. That'll give us just a little bit more. And then I might add a few more carrots. There really isn't a strict number for this. It's mostly how much do you think you and the people you're cooking for are going to eat. And also, especially in my case, how big is your slow cooker? Because you don't want to overflow it, or else it's not going to work very well for you. But, all right, got last potato. It's a really small one. Just gonna sprinkle those in. Probably a few more carrots. Because we do not want to overflow this, but we also want to make sure we have enough of those flavors mixed in. See what happens when we put our lid right at the top. So, I want to add some more potatoes, but I don't think I'm really going to have that room. Just make sure, once again, try to make sure everything's as submerged as you can get it. Then we're going to leave our crock pot on high at the moment. We're going to set a timer for about another hour. And then we're going to go check on our potatoes. So, let's set a timer for 1 hour, and then we will be back to see how it's cooking. All right, so this has been cooking on high for about another hour. So we're going to go ahead and give it a look. So all these are starting to sink into the broth, which is really good. If we take our tongs, like go to one of the potatoes, we can see they're still incredibly firm. Same with the carrots, and the onions are still kind of crispy. So if we can, I'm gonna try to see if we can find our piece of roast underneath all those vegetables. See if we actually can. But be very careful because you don't want to spill anything or splash anything. Because then wasting some good food. But let's see if we can get it. Careful. Let's see. There we go. Down in there deep. Let's see if we can get this. This is not as easy as I thought it was going to be. There we go. Fork too, just to get some nice leverage for it. Ooh, we might have used a little too many vegetables, but that's a good problem to have. Look. Our roast is looking very nice and cooked. If we get it, really nice brown color. Not really much red, which is exactly what we want, especially at this point. I'm going to get our thermometer. Let me see. We're still around a 140, which is perfect. So at this point, all we're going to do is we're just going to put our meat back on low, and we're just going to let it sit. At this point, this is just a waiting game, checking and seeing how everything looks. So just keep an eye on everything. Once your roast is up to 140 and your vegetables are tender, then we're done. So we're going to turn it to low, and we set some timers, check it occasionally, and I'll come back once this is finished. So we'll let the roast cook by itself for a little bit longer, about another hour and a half. Just one of those things, we keep monitoring it until those vegetables are basically nice and tender, because our roast, unless it's a very big one, should be cooked through, and it should have been cooked through for a while. Roasts are one of the cuts of meat that you can overcook without it getting extremely chewy or whatnot, because roast is already pretty dry. But once our vegetables are tender, like I said, carrots and potatoes are now tender. They took about another hour and a half. What we're going to do is, you can serve the roast just straight out of there, but what's I find is easiest to do, go ahead and take your roast out and cut some of the fat off, because roast is going to have some large strips of fat in there, and we're not going to want to eat that. So just go ahead, cut out any of those large pieces of fat you have, and then if you want, you can take your small pieces of roast, which are good bite-sized pieces, put them back in your crock pot for a few minutes, and you can let them soak in there, because roast is a very, very dry cut of meat. So when you have it in smaller pieces, they're going to be able to soak up a little bit more of that moisture. But once you cut that up and throw away all the leftover fat, you're pretty much done. You can serve it whenever, because the potatoes and stuff are cooked. You don't want to cook them too much longer. So if you're going to be eating in another out in 10 minutes, just turn the crock pot off. If you're going to be waiting a while, don't leave it on high or low. Put it on keep warm. That'll keep everything warm, but it won't keep cooking those vegetables a lot. But if you taste it, I use some garlic salt and pepper throughout. Season it how you like. But the vegetables are really good, and the roast is really, really tasty. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the College Cookery Podcast. Today's episode has been pot roast, and this is one that my grandmother uses a lot and that I adapted a little bit. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating on whatever podcasting platform you have. Leave us a review. If you enjoyed it or you found it helpful, also share it with some other people, because interactions with audiences like this is how a small podcast like this one gets out to more people and helps them learn a new skill, especially something like cooking. If you want more information about upcoming episodes, other content, ways that you can suggest to improve this show, you can follow us on Instagram at college_cookery. But I think that's it tonight. So thank you very much for listening, and happy cooking.